there's a certain taste in my mouth at the end of a zman when there's a few guys left. Those few warriors, those few, you know, the guys that watch the ranks thin and they're still here pounding away. And I have tremendous admiration. There's something difficult about making it to the very, very end. No, this is like it's a midah that's difficult. I have it. The closer shmooze is on Wednesday, Amir Tzashem. So my last day here is Tuesday. And I already felt the Yetzirah in the back of my mind, like, okay, maybe Monday. I heard that voice in the back. I was like, who said that? Oh, it was me. You know, you feel that... You feel that pull, and to be able to sit with the Torah, especially when with Hanukkah having passed, especially in the middle of finals, I feel like I'm sitting with a room full of warriors. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you guys are here, and I'm going to treat you with the respect that you deserve by sharing with you something truly, truly, truly delicious that will be worth it. You'll feel it'll be the appropriate end to a day of being a warrior. So I'm going to start by asking you a question that you are going to think something happened to me today that I'm asking that question. You're going to think something's wrong with me. But then I'm going to prove to you that my question is actually a valid question. And then you're going to want to know what the answer is. And then we'll talk about that. Okay? So Parshas Vayigash, Yosef HaTzadik reveals himself to his brothers and he sends them back. I'll get to Ani Yosef, I'll get there. He sends them back to get their father, Yaakov, to bring him down to Mitzrayim. And so Yosef sends them back. Vayishalach es echov vayelechu. He sent his brothers and they went. Ready for my question? Where are the donkeys? Where are the donkeys? He says he sent the brothers. What about their donkeys? Where are the chamorim? You're all looking at me like I'm crazy. Why should it say the donkeys? What about donkeys? You guys are thinking like it's the end of this month. The guy is cracking up. I'm going to prove to you it's a good question. Because if you turn back to Parshas Miketz, there seems to be an obsession with donkeys. Vayisu es shivram al chamoireihem vayelchu misham. They put their food on their donkeys and they went from there. Oh, thank you for telling me where you put them. Or else I might have thought that you didn't put them on donkeys. Okay, let's move on. They've come back with extra money, right? Because money was put into their sacks. And they get called to the house of Yosef and they are terrified. They were summoned to the house of the Melech. And they say, they're so afraid, Vayiru ha'anoshim ki huvu'u beis Yosef. The men are so afraid. They were brought to the house of Yosef and they said, it must be al devar ha'kesef ha'shov ba'am techoisenu batchila anachnu muvoim lehizgoylel oleinu lehisnapel oleinu. This must be we're about to pay for that extra money that was put in our sacks. And what's going to happen to us? V'lo kacha soysanu. They are going to take us la'avadim as slaves. V'yeschamo reinu and our donkeys. What? That didn't bother you? And then, Vayovei ha'ishas ha'anashim beis ha'yosef, so the man brought them to the house of Yosef. Vayitein mayim, and he gave water, vayirchatsu ragleim, and he washed their feet. And I know, you must be worried about the donkeys. So, vayitein mispoy lechamerim, they also fed the donkeys, and we don't want you to miss that out. That very important information. That's why I'm asking you in Parshas Vayigash, what happened? There's no more donkeys. They travel back to Mitzrayim, to Canaan. They travel back to Mitzrayim. No more donkeys. Is that a good question? That's a valid. That's a good question. What's going on here? Okay. So what I'd like to do is to reveal to you a secret about Parshas Miketz and Parshas Vayigash, to understand what's happening in these Parshas and what that has to do with us. And the secret begins with this statement that Paroi makes to Yosef when he appoints him to be the king. He takes his ring off his finger and he gives the Ravid Hazav, the golden, what's it called again?
The scepter.
To Yosef. And he brings him around the town and they all heap praises on him. And then, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Mem Dalet, Vayomer Paroi El Yosef. Paroi says to Yosef, Ani Paroi, I am Paroi. I'm the king of this country. Or at least that's what it looks like. Who's really going to run the country? You are. But Ani Paroi, it's going to look like it's my country. I'm not really the one calling the shots. Actually, I'm saying, U'biladecha lo yorim ishes yodeh v'yasragle b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Really, you're the one who's going to be running this country. But Ani Paroi, I am Paroi. If anybody asks who the king of this country is, it's me. I'm the one who's running the show. I'm not really running the show, but that's what we're going to make people think. That, Rabbi Isai, is the world that we live in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. Yosef, who's the Shlucha Derachmana. Yosef, who's the Pnimius. Yosef, who's the one who has this whole inner connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this inner world where he's filled with Yiras Shemayim on a level that's incomprehensible, where he's completely attached to fulfilling in Mitzrayim exactly what he understands that Hashem wants from him. That's the one that's really running Mitzrayim. In fact, it's the Rabbeinu Shlom that's really running this country too. And Japan, and England, and Spain, and Australia, and Italy, and every other country in the world. And every one of these countries has someone saying, Ani Paroi! As if they're running the country, but they don't run this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Because the world is not just what you see on the surface. There's a whole world underneath it that the world denies. But we know the truth. That's Umibalodecha Layarim Ishes Raishe. Besides for you, Yosef, you, the Eved Hashem, the one who represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, that's who's really running the country. Ani Paroi. That's the facade. It's the facade that existed in Mitzrayim, and it's the facade that exists in this world. And when the Shvatim come down to Mitzrayim, they don't see it. They don't see it. They don't see that there's a Rabbeinu Shlom here, that there's a meaning here. It just looks like this extension of Paroi that's persecuting them. They don't see that there's a Pnimius here. You know what's Pnimi, by the way? You know what's Pnimius? Tears. Or Pnimius. And that's why a few times in Parshas Miketz, Yosef has to hide his tears. Because like that Pnimius is bursting out. Right before he reveals himself to them, in Parshas Vayigash, Vayitein es koilei bevchi, the Pnimius starts to burst out. It becomes time to reveal who's really in charge. How does he reveal who's really in charge? Not Ani Paroi, but rather Ani Yosef. You see those bookends? Isn't that interesting? Parshas Miketz starts with Ani Paroi. Parshas Vayigash is no. Ani Yosef. Yosef is the one who's running Mitzrayim. Yosef is the one who's bringing the Dvar Hashem into Mitzrayim. Yosef is the one who's bringing the Hashgacha along to where it needs to be. The Pnimius reveals itself. You know, there's this famous European Maisa about the I forgot who it was, maybe there are people here who know about the Rav who was taking a drive on a wagon, and the wagon driver was getting tired, so he switched places with his wagon driver, and he was sitting in the front leading the horses, and the Amoretz wagon driver was in the back seat where the Rav is supposed to sit. And someone came in and said to the wagon driver, maybe the Rav could answer my Shaila, what should I do? I have a big Shaila, Dine Nefashas, Isra Veheter, Dine Mominus. The wagon driver is stuck. He's like, The guy thinks he's the Rav. So he goes, that's so easy, even my driver could answer it. You never heard that story? So, sometimes you don't know who's in charge. Is it the driver? Or is it the guy in the seat? You don't know who's in charge. Is it Ani Paroi or is it Ani Yosef? Donkeys, that represents the driver. Chamrius, that's the physical external. When I see you, I don't know, am I speaking to a guf or a neshama? Can't see the neshama. See the guf, can't see the neshama. Is there a guf or a neshama? Is it Ani Paroi or Ani Yosef? Who's in charge there? So that's why in Parshas Miketz, which is in the Hester, before you know Ani Yosef, everything is us or our donkeys. Us or our donkeys. It's in a world of Hester. You don't know, is it the internal one who's running the show or is it the external? It's like almost equal. Us la'avodim ve'eschamayreinu. As soon as Ani Yosef, there's no more donkeys. It's us. It's clear who's running the show. It's clear who the Pnimius is. Is that not delicious? I was talking to someone tonight, and we wandered into the dining room, and all of our menorahs are set up in the dining room, and there's no flames. Because Hanukkah's over. A little bit like your Al HaNisim story. A menorah without flames looks empty. It looks barren, almost sad, no? That menorah in the back of the Beis Medrash, we're done, Hanukkah's over. The flames are gone. Hanukkah is about Ani Yosef. Because the Yevanim thought that what you see is what you get. That it's only about the surface. It's only about the Ani Paroi. That's what the Yevanim believed in. The world is as you see it. Don't tell me there's a Rabbi Shalom pulling the strings. There's no Rabbi Shalom pulling the strings. It's just what you see is what you get. And it was the nace of the Shemen that screamed, Ani Yosef. The Rabbi Shalom is in control. This whole week, since Matzah Shabbos, we've been in Parshas Vayigash of Ani Yosef. Most of Hanukkah was in Parshas Vayigash. Ani Yosef, right between Ani Paroi and Ani Yosef. Where did the flames go? It's not a little sad. I was feeling sad by Myriv tonight, moments before we talked. By Myriv tonight, I was feeling sad about where did the flames go? The empty menorah. And then I got a little emotional. And I realized, no, the flames went here. We're carrying the flames. They're no longer on the physical menorah. We looked at those flames. Ella l'roisam bilvad. We lit those flames. The menorah might be empty of flames, but every one of those flames is lit. It's still lit. Can you see it? It's inside of us. It's lit inside of us. That scream, Ani Yosef. The Rabbani Shalom is running the show. There's a hashgacha pratis. Hashem cares about us. Hashem is interested in us. I want you to understand what that means. Just there's something pile ployim about that. Okay? Yosef, you're in a room, you're alone, you're studying, okay? And you want to say a tefillah to Hashem. Can you do so? Yeah. You turn to Hashem. And you talk to him, and you say, Hashem, I'm getting very exhausted, and I really have more to study. Please give me strength to study a little more. Can you do that? Yeah. Which Hashem did you speak to? People make a mistake in this generation. We treat Hashem like he's our teddy bear that we talk to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that the same one that Avram Avinu spoke. Do you ever think about that? You're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. Please heal this sick person. Please do the... You're talking to the same Hashem that Avram Avinu spoke to. You're talking to the same Hashem that said, Anoichi Hashem Elekecha, and the entire Klal Yisrael dropped dead. That's the Hashem you're talking to. You're talking to the Hashem who brought Klal Yisrael over the Yam and then over the Yarden. there's like this awesome Hashem who created all of the Olamos, who exists in the past, present, and future at the same time. This Melech, Malchei, Hamlachim, this Gadol, Gibar, V'Noira. And you just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's me. Can you help me out here? Just how awesome it is, how much Hashem loves you, how much He cares about you, how interested He is in you. If you met the Gadol Hadar, you would not think He's interested in you specifically. And of course, He would be interested in you, but you wouldn't expect that you're going to say, Gadol Hadar, can we schmooze? I'm having a hard time with my study. You would think, no, I can't bring that up to the Gadol Hadar. But to the one who Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to and said, please don't kill out Klal Yisrael, that Hashem has time for you? Yes, because Hashem is interested in you. Ani Yosef, we have to realize what's really there. We each have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us and interested in us. There's a Reb Tzaddik that's misquoted very, very, very often, very oft quoted Reb Tzaddik in Tzidkas HaTzaddik that says, Acharei Sheha'odam Maimin BaHakadosh Baruch Hu, Tzorech LaHa'amin BaAtzmai. The next step after believing in Hashem is to believe in yourself. You've heard that? But that's just because they cut it off at mid-sentence. It's an unbelievable thing sometimes what people will do for a good quote, a good soundbite. It's not what it says. It says the following. You can look it up. Tzidkas HaTzaddik. It says, Acharei Sheodam Maimin BaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzorech LaHa'amin BaAtzma. He has to believe in himself. Sheyesh LaHakadosh Baruch Hu Esek Imoy. That Hashem has business with him. Hashem has business with you. Hashem is involved in the details of your life. The secrets that you've never told anyone, Hashem deals with you. The pain that you would never reveal, Hashem's sitting in that pain. The shtukos, the dreams that you have that maybe you're even ashamed to admit, Hashem is rooting for you. Tzorech lahamin ba'atzmai, sheyesh lahakadosh baruch hu esek imai. Hashem has business with you. That's what we should think about, Ellie, when you asked about Ani Yosef. That's Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef, don't believe Ani Paroi. No longer are we going to live in the facade, in the fake world of Ani Paroi. We're going to have a more penetrating view, and we're going to see the greatness of Ani Yosef. Yashar Koach.